Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You get behind the wheel of the car and you drive, and it says right there on the steering wheel somewhere, airbag, and there probably says it over on the right in front of the passenger, airbag, and you know they're there, and if there's something happens, you expect them to do their job and protect you.
Well, U.S. auto safety regulators have expanded an investigation into malfunctioning airbag controls, 12.3 million. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline automotive reporter, WWJ in Detroit and CBS Radio News, Jeff Gilbert. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this different from the Takata recall that we have heard so much about for so many years?
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of the Takata recall. The Takata airbags deployed as expected when you had a crash, but unfortunately, their airbag inflators had disintegrated, so they spewed shrapnel when they deployed. So they were deploying, but they were deploying dangerously. These are airbags that may not deploy at all, and of course, they're supposed to protect you. And we've had, depending on whose count you take, 5 or 8 fatalities that may be connected with this.
You know, let's go back to the Takata airbags. Do they ever give any information on how many lives they think airbags overall have saved?
Oh, it's in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. I mean, there are testimonial after testimonial of people who have been saved by airbags. So I don't have that count. I'm sure some safety regulators do. But, you know, it far outweighs by a factor of 99%+ the number of people who have been harmed by faulty airbags.
Now, in this current recall or this current alert of 12.3 million vehicles, I mean, it's very broad in that they just throw out their Toyota, Honda, Kia, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and Fiat Chrysler. But there are a lot of models within those manufacturers. I mean, does this mean all Toyotas, all Kias?
I've not seen a breakdown by models. I doubt it's all of them, but it's probably most of them if you're looking at that particular number. Because what you have in the auto industry is car makers don't make most of the parts that go into the cars. They buy from suppliers. And when it comes to airbags and safety systems, there are very few suppliers. In this case, TRW was a big supplier of these control systems. TRW was purchased by a German company, ZF. Don't you love the alphabet soup there?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, TRW ZF or ZF TRW, as it's referred to now, provided these systems for millions of vehicles because the car makers don't make them, and that's why it crosses over so many brands. So when something goes bad, like the Takata airbags, it affects vehicles from a number of brands.
So what are we supposed to do about it?
Yeah, how do you know if the car you're driving is involved in this?
The government doesn't know. That's why this is an investigation at this particular point instead of a recall, because they're really trying to find out exactly what's happening and exactly what the risk might be at this particular point. This actually started in 2017 with some Hyundais and Kias, so it's grown since then. So they're trying to determine what is causing these airbags not to deploy. The theory is there's some sort of radio interference. I'm not enough of an engineer to know how far they've gone on that theory to figure out what it is, because that's the important thing about a recall. You can identify a problem, but you also have to identify a fix.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So we'll wait to see what's next, but a heads up for 12.3 million people at least. While we have you, Jeff.
There was a recent fire in a home in Fox Chapel, and there was a Tesla in the garage. Now, the determination has not been made yet officially that the Tesla caused the fire that burned the house, or was it the other way around? But the fact is, this Tesla was pretty well damaged. They disconnected the battery, if you will, towed it to Monroeville to do a forensic investigation on the vehicle, and it caught fire again and burned for 4 hours. Then on top of that, we see the fire in Shanghai in a parking garage where a Tesla Model S seemed to spontaneously combust. Is this an issue?
It could be. I mean, again, we're getting into the early days of something in terms of electric vehicles. They can only test for so much. So, yeah, we've had a number of cases where there have been fires in Teslas that reignited. Now, the reality is if you're driving an internal combustion vehicle, you know, you listen to your traffic reports. You have traffic hazards because of car fires several times a week in most major cities. So car fires are not unusual, but we still, I don't think, have come to grips and completely understand the nature of car fires involving EVs, just because there aren't that many EVs on the road and safety experts haven't had a chance to study all of the fires.
One of the statistics that has come out, and you just made reference to it, for every EV vehicle that burns, 52,000 gas-powered vehicles burn. I mean, the ratio is just pretty phenomenal. And Tesla points to that and says our vehicles are 10 times less likely to catch fire than a gas-powered vehicle. But that's small consolation if it's your Tesla.
Yeah, and I'm not a mathematician, and I think there are so few EVs out there that those figures are not necessarily reliable just because it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. I think it's fair to say that most vehicles are very, very safe, and car fires are rare occurrences to begin with, but we still have a lot that we have to understand about fires in electric vehicles.
Jeff Gilbert, always appreciate your time. Have a great day.
You guys do the same.
From WWJ in Detroit and CBS Radio News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.